السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ تأذن ربك ليبعثن عليهم إلى يوم القيامة من يسومهم سوء العذاب إن ربك لسريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most truthful in speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who can be more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in speech? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most truthful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us that Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was known as As-Sadiqul Masduq. He was known as the one who was truthful, and everyone regarded him to be true. And the title of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the early days, even before he was commissioned as a Nabi of Allah, even before Bi'athat, even before that, the people of Makkah Mukarramah used to call him As-Sadiq and Al-Amin, the truthful one, the trustworthy one. These were the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are full of truthfulness. And we have to develop yaqeen and conviction in the words of Allah, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Quran Sharif, in the sixth juz, in the sixth para towards the end, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will definitely find the people most severe in enmity for the believers will be the Jews, al-Yahud. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and those who make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, لَتَجِدَنَّ. These are words of great emphasis in the Arabic language. You will definitely find this case. And then if we scan the globe and is all clear in front of us, that those who have the most enmity, most adawat for the believers are definitely the Yahud. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and those who make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then if you look at the mushrikeen, especially in India, and we can see a glaring example of this, the hatred and the persecution and the zulm that they are committing upon the mu'mineen and the muslimeen. So every word of the Quran Sharif is extremely truthful. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared in Surah Al-A'raf, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Ta'ala says, and mention, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mention in the Quran Sharif, when your Lord had made an open announcement, تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ, Allah Ta'ala had made a declaration. What declaration was it? That Allah Ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He will definitely send against them, against the Yahud, against the Jews, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ, till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala will definitely send against them till the day of Qiyamah. Someone who will afflict them with an evil punishment. مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Someone who will give them a very, very severe punishment and hiding from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلِيهِمْ. So this is a declaration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif. Obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most just, most kind, most merciful, most loving. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this kind of declaration, then you have to understand that those who are going to be receiving that kind of punishment will be really, really deserving of that kind of punishment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you look at the atrocities that they are committing, the children that are being massacred, thousands of children, and we look at the killing, the zulm, the oppression, then you look back and you say, people who do this kind of thing are definitely deserving of this azab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for them. So Allah ta'ala makes that open declaration that till the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send someone who will afflict them an evil punishment. Then again, if you scan throughout history, whenever the Yahud, they rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they began exploiting people, when they began committing zulm upon people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the ages, whichever area they were causing this trouble, then people began punishing them, and they were this evil punishment was meted out to them, and they were afflicted with this kind of evil punishment. And this continued even in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they began persecuting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They planned to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They caused harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah ta'ala sent against them the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they were banished from Madinah Munawwara, and they were afflicted an evil punishment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this continues throughout the ages, this will continue. So this again is an example of how true are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَىٰ خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will continuously become aware of deception, of khiyanat from them. You will continuously become aware of deception from them, of khiyanat from the Yahud, from the Bani Israel or from the Jews. You will continuously become aware of deception from them. وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَىٰ خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ. So this also, we find examples of it throughout the ages. You will continuously find khiyanat from them and deception from them. Allah Ta'ala being the most just, Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ, except a few from amongst them. And other ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, لَيْسُ سَوَاءَ, all are not equal. All are not equal. There are those amongst the Bani Israel, the Yahud, who will accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it is presented to them. They are open to the truth. They are open to justice. They will shun the oppression and the evil that the others are perpetrating. So Allah Ta'ala says, "Illa qalilam," except a few from amongst them, you'll find that the majority will be involved in this kind of khiyanat and deception. For example, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a Jewish lady invited Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum for some meals, and she had poisoned that meat. Her intention was to get rid of, na'udhu billah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that's an example of the khiyanat from them. وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ. So there are so many ayats like this, and where we see the truthfulness of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glaring truthfulness of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the recent example where they said 40 babies were decapitated. And this was then thereafter proven to be fake news. And how they had fashioned the minds of the people. Many people were deceived by that. And they felt, how could mujahideen or people who are striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believers, do perpetrate this kind of thing? And thereafter, later, it was found out that this was actually deception. It was fake news. They had poisoned the minds of the people so that they can thereafter do whatever zulm and oppression they wish to carry out or mete out. So this kind of khiyanat will continue. We have to be very wary of this kind of khiyanat, because at the moment we are bombarded by media all the time. The media, we know, is in the hands, in most cases, in the hands of the Yahud. So this kind of khiyanat and poison is going to be continuously administered to us, and we will be continually looking at that, and we should not be deceived by it. We must be very wary. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Allah Ta'ala says, if a fasiq and a sinner comes, brings you in some information, then فَتَبَيَّنُوا. First investigate, verify, find out whether that information is true or false. أَن تُسِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَ. Lest you afflict a people out of ignorance, and then you become regretful over that. So we've got to be very wary where the information is coming from, whether on media, whether on social media, whether it is coming from CNN or Fox News or all these various other types of media which are hand of the Yahud, or whether the information is coming from Iranian sources or Hezbollah or those who incline towards the Shia, who are the haters of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, whether the source is coming from them. So continuously you'll be, Allah Ta'ala says, you will continuously become aware of deception from them. So we should be very wary where we are getting our information from, and we should not become carried away by the propaganda. Rather, our yaqeen and conviction should always be on the words of Allah and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is our guidance, the words of Allah, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Another example of this type of khiyanat, where Allah Ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll continuously become aware of deception and khiyanat from them. It took place around the fourth year after Hijrah. There is an incident which took place where one of the Muslimin, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, by mistake he had killed somebody. And as a result of that, so there's a long story behind it, we don't have the time to go into all the details, but blood money was due. He needed now to pay the blood money in lieu of that person that was killed in circumstances which were very confusing and difficult, and he had killed somebody because he perceived that person may be a threat to him, and he had killed that person. So there was now blood money that was due. So the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time had made treaties with the Jewish tribes of Medina Munawwara, and he had made treaties with them. Amongst one of the clauses of the treaty was that if there is ever blood money due from anyone, then we will all assist one another in paying the blood money. So in this case, first Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the believers, to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he collected blood money. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the Banu Nadir tribe, who were also part of this treaty that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made, and it was also due upon them to assist in paying some of the blood money that was due on behalf of this Sahabi. So when he went to the Banu Nadir tribe, went to that area, they were about 3.2 kilometers outside Medina Munawwara. Then the Yahud, the Jews, they welcomed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said, no, inshallah, we will also assist you in paying off this blood money. Come sit here in the shade of this wall. Come and sit here and we will go to the people, gather them together and we will collect this blood money and assist you with regards to it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat there. But meanwhile, they conspired amongst themselves that someone should go from behind that wall from above and throw a rock onto the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, na'udhu billah, and assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this through Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Immediately Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up from there and he departed and he went, he left that place of the Banu Nadir tribe. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent out a warning to them that they have now broken that clause, they have broken the treaty, and there were many other cases of deception before that as well. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent out an ultimatum that you have 10 days to vacate from this area, otherwise we will launch an attack against you. So the Yahud are now contemplating what to do. The Jews are contemplating what to do. So they were thinking of vacating and leaving that area. But the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who were in Medina Munawwara, amongst them Abdullah ibn Ubay and there were others, they said to the Jews, the munafiq said to the Jews, don't worry, we will support you. We have 2,000 men. We are ready to support you. If anyone attacks you, we will fight with you. If anyone wants to expel you, we will help you, we will assist you. So the Yahud became, they were convinced about that, they were happy about that, and they decided to stay their ground and not leave that area from Medina Munawwara. So within 10 days, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum eventually besieged the Yahud. They were behind very fortified towers, and they were a very wealthy community. They had a lot of weapons and they were very well fortified. They thought that they would, that all this would protect them. So Sahaba radiallahu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam remained there. Eventually a time came when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded the Sahaba radiallahu to cut some of the trees, of the date trees of the Yahud, some of their date trees that were outside that fort in that area, that should be cut in order to demoralize them, in order to weaken them financially. So when they see that their wealth and their orchards are being cut down, this will eventually demoralize them. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled fear into their hearts, and finally they were because of the fear that they had, they were ready now to come down and surrender to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then again Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them that you are now banished from Medina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not attack them, but he said, you are now banished from Medina Munawwara. You will be allowed to take whatever you can carry on your animals, whatever you can carry on your camel or your animals, you are allowed to take all the wealth besides the weapons. The weapons should be left behind. So they began gathering all their wealth, and they even began breaking down their homes, the latches and the doors and the roofs and all of that. They began gathering and they loaded that upon their camels and their animals, and they eventually vacated from there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayat of the Quran Sharif, revealed actually Suratul Hashar is known also as Surah Bani Nadir with regards to this whole incident. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and again the veracity of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ لِأَوَّلِ الْحَشَرِ. Allah ta'ala says, He is the one, Allah is the one who expelled those who disbelieve from the Ahl-e-Kitab, from the people of the book, from their homes at the time of the first gathering, the first time they were expelled, the first time they were gathered and banished. Another time came later in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. But at the first time, Allah Ta'ala's words are, He is the one who did it. Yaqeen must be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala is going to defeat, if the Muslims are going to achieve victory against the Zionist state of Israel, the help is going to come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the believers have to be prepared to sacrifice. The believers have to make an effort. The believers have to sacrifice. Like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum came out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were ready to give everything for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But firm yaqeen should be that only Allah is the one who will do it. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن يَخْرُجُوا, that, oh believers, you never thought they will come out. You never thought they were. They were so well entrenched in Medina Munawwara for so many years. They were so wealthy. They were running the economy over there. You never thought they will come out. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِعَتَهُمْ حُسُونُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, and they also had this thought. This was their thought, that their fortresses will protect them against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَّوْ مَانِيَتُهُمْ حُسُولُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. So this could be in our scenario. Many times we could imagine, when will they ever be expelled? How, when is that going to take place? We think that they're not going to be able to be expelled. And they also have this kind of yaqeen, incorrect yaqeen, that their technology and their wealth and their technology, their weapons and their aircraft and their ships are going to protect them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِيَةٌ حُسُونٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. Allah came to them from where they never imagined. Who came to them? Allah came to them. The army of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the army of Malaika came to them from where they never imagined. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبِ. Allah put fear into their hearts. يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَيْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They began breaking their homes with their own hands and with the hands of the believers. Allah Ta'ala says, فَاعْتَبِرُوا. Take a lesson. O people of intelligence, take a lesson. So Allah Ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq, beloved brothers, respected elders. We know the help will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to be prepared to do whatever is required of us. Whatever we are required to do, we must do whatever we can to the best of our ability. And then together with that, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq to prepare for this. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.